It's Tuesday, April 9, 2024.
Take a look at the ocean heat content. It is normal for July right now, something we've never seen before.
Buckle up. It's going to be a hyperactive hurricane season. New report finds half of the Colorado River's water is used to grow feed for cattle. Plus,
the water system in California was designed for a world that no longer exists.
Good news for California's mountain snowpack, for now.
All of that good news and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
And the first day, I promise you, I will sign where the electric vehicle mandate is gone.
Cool. There is no electric vehicle mandate. But you go ahead and cancel it, hero. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, though Donald Trump promises to cancel the electric vehicle mandate, which doesn't exist, perhaps there should be such a mandate, given your lead story today.
Yes, unfortunately, we start with not great news. Levels of the three most critical heat-trapping gases in the atmosphere reached new record highs again last year. According to NOAA, global concentrations of carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide climbed to new all-time highs. The researchers say the increases were relatively small, but, quote, represent a major change in the composition of the atmosphere even from just a decade ago, and show that humanity still has a lot of work to do to cut the greenhouse gases responsible for dangerous human-caused global warming.
We are going the wrong way.
In other news, buckle up. The hurricane season forecasters at Colorado State University predict that 2024 will see an extremely active Atlantic hurricane season. It's the highest number of hurricanes they have ever predicted. 23 named storms, 11 hurricanes, 5 likely to be Category 3 or higher.
Cool, because whenever they do that, they get it all wrong. So nothing to worry about.
It's based on two main factors. El Nino is shifting into a La Nina, which usually enhances Atlantic storm formation, and record warm ocean waters in the Atlantic, which provide heat energy to sustain big storms and, if they make landfall, can drive impacts far inland.
Uh-oh.
Meanwhile, a new report finds that just 57 companies, fossil fuel and cement producers, are responsible for 80% of global fossil fuel carbon dioxide emissions emitted since the Paris Agreement was signed in 2015.
Really?
The report from the UK's Influence Map found that fossil fuel companies, the world's biggest emitters and biggest drivers of climate change, have actually expanded production in the years since the Paris Agreement.
Of course they have.
In the U.S. West, states are grappling with shrinking Colorado River water levels caused by global warming and overuse by humans. Now a new study, the most complete accounting so far of how the river is used, pinpoints that about half of the river's water is being diverted to grow alfalfa, or hay, to feed cattle. That's 3 times more than all other human uses combined, all the cities and all the industries across 7 states. The study comes as negotiations are underway between states, tribes, and the federal government to craft new long-term rules on managing the river. Good news in California. Thanks to recent storms, the state's mountain snowpack, upon which it relies for about a third of its water, is at 110% of average.
Really?
For the 2nd year in a row, according to state water managers. Major reservoirs are also in good shape, likely ensuring that the state will not see a severe drought this summer. That's a welcome sign after 2 back-to-back historic droughts.
Yep.
At the annual snowpack survey in the Sierra Nevada Mountains, California Governor Gavin Newsom warned Californians, don't get used to it, underscoring the urgency of ongoing planning and construction of new water infrastructure to prepare for the next severe drought and the impacts of climate change.
These extremes are becoming the new reality, and that new reality requires a new approach and a new sophistication in terms of the way we address and manage our water system. It's just the new reality and the new normal. The world's changed, and we need to change and adapt with it.
And finally, also in California, Disneyland's smelly, polluting bumper cars are getting an upgrade. Autopia, part of Walt Disney's Tomorrowland, will join the 21st century. The LA Times reports park officials plan to electrify the attraction, converting the bumper cars away from gas engines to electric engines over the next few years, saving money on fuel costs and cleaning up the air.
The next few years? How long is it going to take? For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.brandblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.